John, any thoughts about these two topics, the issue of how close the borderline to patients and also satisfaction in taking care of people at the end of life?
Well, I personally create a pretty tight boundary because I think from two perspectives. One is liability issues. I felt it a little bit put stress on me if someone texts me something very urgent has to be addressed at 9 o'clock, I'm not on call. It's too much anxiety inducing. Second, I feel like if I'm healthier, I can eat, drink, have family life. I'll have a better quality care provided for the patients. So I have created it. But see, I leave my cell phone number everywhere at the hospital. So there has been cases patient mysteriously got my cell phone number, somehow text me. There are cases text me on the weekend asking for antibiotics. And
I quickly discourage that. I mean, you know, they, if it's an urgent issue, there are regular numbers that they need to call.
Yeah, so I personally has created a pretty tight boundary for that. And as far as the satisfaction, personally, the major reason I chose oncology as my career is I find it very satisfying to know a person towards the end of their life. I think it's very interesting. Some people you can tell their whole life have been a very difficult, peculiar person. At different parts of their personality comes out when they're very vulnerable. They know they're going to die. They kind of morph into slightly different, and you know them in a different context. You know their family members. A lot of time, just that experience is very satisfying to me. You usually get very attached to the patients, and that's the exact reason I set a boundary, because I see that will going to affect me personally. If I just get attached to everybody, I think in the end I'll become insane person myself. So I find it very satisfying from that personal perspective, knowing someone towards their end of their life before they die. Yeah.
Joe? Yeah, these are tough issues. Like she was saying, you know, we're in oncology because we already find the field satisfying and we know what we're getting into. So sometimes, especially when I'm explaining to friends from high school or people that are not in medicine, you know, I think there's differences. For example, I know when I meet someone with stage 4 lung cancer, they're not likely to do well, although we all love these exceptional cases. But so I'm not going to get attached to someone that I know is not going to be here 12 months from now, even though I hope they do. But the ones that get me are when I meet someone, like one of my other cases we didn't get a chance to discuss, has stage 1 disease, and then under your surveillance relapses with metastatic disease. And you've already been with them through the best of times and know that this is the thing that you feared the most might happen. And so you're already close to them. You've become close to them. Another dear patient of mine had stage 1 breast and relapsed in year 5, and she was only in her 30s. And I still remember that case because I was very close to her and her family. And that was, we were so happy to be making it to year 5 and then 4.5 years. And so those cases, you'll be close to them. But also, I find for me personally, I allow myself to get close to one or two people each year. It keeps me human. I can't just... Emotionally, I get close to a few people every year, but most I try to keep up a little barrier around my heart. On communication, I actually have, like Jan, I keep pretty strict. They have to go through the nurse most of the time. Very rarely do I give up my cell phone or email. Like you, I don't like, if that issue comes to me at any time of day or night, I'm going to take care of it. I'm not going to impose upon my colleagues that are on call. So I'd rather just never have it happen. It's a bit mean sometimes, but I feel like, it's good for my own mental health. And just when I'm not on, I'm not on. When I'm working, I'm working, I'm all in. But when I'm not, I'm not.
Final comment? Any thoughts?
No, well, I think, you know, there's an expectation, at least from our hospital, with the electronic medical records that patients have access. And truth of the matter is that patients do have access. I was in a cave in Puerto Rico, and I got a WhatsApp message from a patient in Venezuela. So I don't know, somehow this patient connected with me in WhatsApp and had a medical question. So people have this expectation that doctors are reachable now. And the hospital has these systems that they can email you, and they expect these emails to be answered within 24 hours.
Any thoughts about, just final thoughts about this issue of the physician-patient boundary? You know, here you have this patient you're so close to, and how do you think through that whole issue?
Well, I think I do the same thing. I mean, I can't get attached to every single patient, but there are some patients that I recognize, you know, what's happening, and I try to be honest about the feelings, and I have learned to exercise and do other things to let go of the stress.
This concludes our program, and we should note that subsequent to recording this discussion, results from the Phase 3 PACIFIC study were published demonstrating that durvalumab consolidation therapy following chemoradiation treatment significantly improved progression-free survival compared to placebo for patients with stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer. Special thanks to our faculty and to our community-based oncologists, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Meet the Professors Lung Cancer Edition.